Light Your Heart with Hope podcast. We have come to the end of season 4, where we talked about the 10 truths to anchor you in healing. This has been one of my favorite seasons thus far, and I can't wait to dive in more with you in the upcoming seasons. But today, I want to take a few minutes to talk about the main takeaways from each episode of season 4. But first, I want to thank all of you who have listened. I hope and pray that you've been encouraged and that you've found hope in the midst of your own story. If you're listening and have yet to listen to season 4, I hope that this gives you a glimpse into what we share, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen. I also want to thank my mom for joining me every week to share the 10 truths to anchor you in healing. Throughout each episode, she vulnerably shares how these truths have impacted her personally. I've gained so much wisdom and encouragement from what she shares, and I believe that you will too. At the beginning of October, we also re-released a few of our mental health episodes in honor of Mental Illness Awareness Week and World Mental Health Day. My mom and I both shared our mental health stories in addition to an episode where we focus on why mental health matters. Throughout these episodes, we talk about our journey and what has helped us heal in the midst of the most difficult seasons of our lives. We are passionate about mental health, and this is a conversation that we will continue to have in future seasons. But today's episode is going to be a short recap of season 4. I want to share some takeaways that I personally gained through the 10 truths to anchor you in healing. Although I was the one who hosted each of these episodes, I needed every word that we shared. As I listened to them back, I was encouraged all over again. And I believe that if you go back and listen, you too will be encouraged. Okay, so let's dive into this short recap. Truth number 1, speak the truth out loud. Words have the power to hurt or to heal. If we speak the truth regardless of our circumstances, it changes everything. We cannot speak the truth out loud if the truth isn't in us, the truth that is found in God alone. Having an absolute truth we can bank on changes everything, and that truth is found in the Word of God. Here are some healing truths to speak over yourself. I am loved. God has a plan and a purpose for my life. Healing is worth fighting for. God will never leave me. Life is worth living. Jesus is fighting for me. I am not alone. I am more than the choices I've made. I am forgiven. The truth sets you free. Speak the truth out loud. It changes everything. Truth number 2, choose your hard. We have a choice how we're going to handle each hard circumstance in life. Choose the hard that leads to healing. In everything we do, if we choose God, we choose the hard that leads to healing. Choosing the hard that leads to healing also leads to hope and abundance and life. Here are some questions to ask yourself when choosing your hard. Does this choice honor God? Does this choice lead to more hurt? What is the motivation behind this choice? Am I choosing the easy way out? How will this choice impact my future? How will this choice impact the people I love? Am I just seeking temporary relief? Does this choice align with my values? Will this choice ultimately lead to healing? Truth number 3, labels do not define you. First, always consider the source. Where are the labels coming from? Who told you that about yourself? Because the only one who can speak a label over you is God. You already have a specific God-given identity, and your identity is the truth about the real you. If what the world says about you does not align with what the Word of God says about you, then it's not who you are. When we separate ourselves from the labels that we've been given, we are able to overcome them and heal. You may struggle with depression, but that's not who you are. You may struggle with anxiety, but that's not who you are. Your diagnosis or your circumstance does not define who you are. You are who God says you are. Here are some true labels that do not change. You are loved by God. You are forgiven. You are free. You are never alone. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are seen. You are known. Truth number 4, we don't heal in isolation. We can't do life alone, and we were never meant to. Isolation causes more hurt and more hiding. When we stay in hiding and isolation, we can't heal. There is healing when you come out of isolation. We all need community. And sometimes community is just one person. And that's okay. Let others love you right where you are. Let yourself be held while you heal. Let God redeem every broken piece. Here are some blessings of community. You're not alone in your suffering. You have accountability. You have others to stand in the gap for you. You have people to pray with you and for you. We're all in this together. You are free to be authentic and vulnerable. Truth spoken in love can lead to healing. It's brave to ask for help. Truth number 5, let others be your vision until yours comes back into focus. Asking for help is a sign of wisdom, not weakness. There is so much power in reaching out for help. There is beauty in not being able to handle it all on our own. God brings community into our lives to be able to help us to see what we cannot see on our own. Ultimately, God needs to be our vision. He should be the lens through which we see everything in life, especially the dark and painful moments. God has been there all along, even when you couldn't see him. Your vision will come back into focus. You will not always be in the place you're in right now. Here are some truths to believe, even when you can't see. Just because it's dark doesn't mean there's no light. Your labels do not define you. Your identity is in God alone. There is hope even in the heartbreak. God knows exactly what you need, and he will provide. You are more than the choices you've made. God is faithful. God is with you. You don't need to be perfect to be loved. You are enough, just as you are. This storm will not last forever. Truth number 6, feelings aren't facts. It's one thing to feel a certain way, and it's another thing to let how you feel interpret your life. Feelings are fleeting, and they are not the overarching truth that rules your life. Your feelings are not your identity. Feelings are real, but that doesn't mean they're your reality. Here are a few examples of feelings versus facts. I feel alone. The fact is that I am never alone. God is always with me, and there are people in my life who love me and care about me. I feel like giving up. The fact is that God will never give up on me, and neither will the people who love me. I feel like nothing is going to get better. The fact is that this season won't last forever. I feel hopeless. The fact is that you are never without hope, because God is good and faithful. I feel ashamed. The fact is that God's love and forgiveness covers all my guilt and shame. I feel afraid. The fact is that God's perfect love casts out fear. I feel like a mistake. The fact is that I was chosen and created by God, and he doesn't make mistakes. Truth number 7, you can't selectively numb. Our longing to numb is rooted in wanting to feel. We numb the pain because what we're really wanting to feel is joy. Stop trying to numb what you need to feel in order to heal. You can't experience healing without feeling. When you numb the pain, you numb the joy. When you numb shame, you numb redemption. When you numb to forget the past, you can't live in the present. Relief comes when you release the need to escape. The greater pain is in not feeling anything at all. You can choose to feel in order to heal. Truth number 8, you can't heal in hiding. Hiding will always lead to more hurt. Pain persists in the dark. When your mind is focused on hiding, you can't focus on healing. Because of God's grace and mercy, when you come out of the darkness and into the light, you are not condemned. You are forgiven. God knows everything you've ever tried to hide, and he still loves you. He still comes to your rescue. You can't heal in hiding, but Jesus can heal what you're hiding. You don't need to hide your pain. Jesus paid the price to carry it for you. You don't need to hide your shame. Jesus came to set you free. You don't need to hide your mistakes. Jesus came to forgive and redeem you. Freedom is found when you come out of hiding. Being seen sets you free. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done or what you've kept hidden, God knows. This is what happens when you come out of hiding. Darkness turns to light. Lies are defeated by the truth. The truth sets you free. Your bondage is broken. Shame no longer has a hold on you. You walk in freedom and forgiveness. You can rest in truth. Relationships are restored. Running ends and receiving begins. Real healing begins. Truth number 9, God loves you and he won't change his mind. God's love for you is not based on your performance, but on Christ's performance on the cross. Love is why God forgives and why he forgets. His love is unconditional, unwavering, eternal. Because God is love, there is nothing you can do that would ever change his love for you. He has not changed his mind about you. And finally, truth number 10, you're worth it. You don't have to work for your worth. There is only one place, one person that determines your worth. A worth that is not based on who you are, but on who he is. His name is Jesus. He is why you are worth it. God created you and sent Jesus because he believed you are worth loving, worth living, worth giving his life for. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you are worth it. Nothing and no one can change your worth. There are so many takeaways that I could share with you, but I hope that you will go back and listen to these episodes or that you will listen to them for the first time. I hope that they encourage you, that you are not alone, that you are not a mistake, that you are loved and you are seen and you are known, that you are forgiven, and that your story can be redeemed. I hope and pray that these episodes encourage you to share your own story, because your story matters. No matter what it looks like, it's meant to be shared. God can use your story to impact the lives of so many people. I hope you will join us for season 5 that we will be launching at the start of the new year. But in the meantime, we want to do an end of year Q&A. Leading up to the start of 2024, we want to answer your questions. You all mean so much to us, and we are so thankful that you continue to listen to the messages that we share. This podcast is for you. That being said, what do you want to know? What do you want us to talk about? Please send us your questions through social media. You can message us through the Light Your Heart with Hope podcast Instagram page or the Hunter's Hope Instagram or Facebook page. We will start answering your questions next week. We can't wait to hear from you. Thank you again for being here. I believe that God can do immeasurably more through the stories that we share. You matter. Your life matters, and your story can make an impact that matters for eternity. Make a difference today for someone who is fighting for their tomorrow.